Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Four Corners Public Radio. Today's topic fits into our category of editorials called Beyond Our Means, which focuses on issues of homelessness and affordable housing in and around Durango. Recently, the city of Durango, through its elected council members, took a first step indicating the seriousness of the city's commitment to deal with the seemingly intractable problem of affordable, humane housing. On a 4-1 vote, the council approved a unique transfer of funds that will offer $500,000 in support to the residents of the mobile home park, formerly known as Riverview. The residents of this long-standing mobile home park are buying their land after years of struggling to meet rent increases by successive corporate owners. According to Herald reports, in March, the 116 households at the mobile home park were paying an average of $708 a month in lot rent. That represented a 102% increase from the 2015 average rent of about $350. 2015 was the year the family that had owned the park sold it to a corporation. When the mobile home park recently was put on the market again, residents were fearful another round of rent increases would force some to move away and perhaps be without housing altogether. About 81% of residents have a household income that is less than 80% of area median income. Area median income is $46,850 for an individual and $66,900 for a family of four. Median simply means that there are the same number of people making more money and making less money than the number that represents the median. It's the center point, not the average. Residents of mobile or manufactured home parks own their homes, on which they still may be making payments, and also pay rent for their land lots. And despite the term mobile home, they aren't easily moved. The cost of moving and setting up a single-wide mobile home is $5,000 to $8,000. Moving a double-wide costs $10,000 to $13,000. Even if a resident could afford to pay for a move, they could still face ever-rising rents in a new location, as more and more mobile home parks are now corporate-owned. Residents of the former Riverview, now called Animus View Mobile Home Park, organized with the help of a national organization called Resident-Owned Communities that helps mobile home parks buy their land, including financing through a subsidiary. The new Animus Mobile Home Park Co-op was created as a nonprofit association. The co-op will buy and manage the park, with resident members deciding management issues by vote. The new association, which hopes to close on the deal June 23rd, had already secured a $500,000 loan from Homes Fund, a local mortgage assistance nonprofit that receives funding from multiple sources. One of those sources is what's called fair share fees. Those are fees paid to the city by developers in lieu of building affordable units when, for example, they're building a big new apartment complex. The association asked the city for some additional help. The recent council vote approved the transfer of fair share fees to Homes Fund, which, when combined with the existing fair share balance, will add up to another $500,000 that Homes Fund can now loan the park as well. Those fair share fees would have been transferred to Homes Fund anyway. In short, the vote will allow Homes Fund to loan a total of $1 million to the park toward the purchase. Those loans will reduce the lot rental increases and keep the park affordable for many residents. And that money ultimately will return to Homes Fund and be recycled into more affordable housing opportunities. In simple terms, 116 families will be helped for the long haul with money that will one day be used again to help other families, and not tax dollars, but fees paid by developers. The new association, not the households, will own the land, and covenants require that it remain as a mobile home park in perpetuity. More good news, some 200 of these ROCs, resident-owned communities, exist around the country, and not a single one has failed financially. The people being helped are already part of our community, long-term residents, some natives, many of low and fixed incomes who deserve the city's support so they can stay in their hometown. It's exactly what we've been promoting in recent Beyond Our Means editorials: how to focus on providing humane housing for Durango's citizens, all of us. If you're interested in talking about these topics, join me and other Durangoans for a Zoom meeting at noon on the last Friday of each month. Just send me an email at hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.